Why, hello, friend. Okay, so lavender for the win this week. I thought it would be fun to pop in and just tell you of something that's going down in the Wilson household. And I'm again just blown away by our essential oils.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi, friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play.
First off, I hope you're doing fabulous. I have been getting some really tender DMs saying, Callie, when are you going to start producing your first show again? We want to hear from you. I miss spending time with you. That means so much to me. I just love that you're showing up to learn, and hopefully the information provided on this podcast can really help you in your life progress, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's, you know, you have physical goals or emotional goals or even spiritual goals or financial goals. I just hope that I can really share just quality things that can expand your mind on new possibilities in the world of health and wellness. So where have I been? Okay. So 2023 was a little bit of a wild year for us as a family. And I actually decided to, I built an incredible essential oil business that has been an incredible financial asset for our family. And we have been so lucky to do that last year I decided to scale back a little bit and just focus on being a mom. And I worked minimally, just helping people as they needed help. But it was a very tender time for us as a family to just work on ourselves and be together. So I am a working mama. I've got 5 kiddos. One's actually out of the house now. He's living in Japan and just mastering the language and doing so great out there. I've got one graduating coming up soon, and I still have a few. I've still have a kindergartner. So it's busy here at the Wilson house, but man, I've just really enjoyed being a mom. And then 2024 came along, and if you know me, you know that I love to create vision boards. I love to teach people how to create, I call them soul synced vision boards that start working within 48 hours. And as I started to really think about my future and also what I want to do with my life and got really prayerful with that, I started to just get the inspiration, hey, you know, why don't you get back out into the world and have some fun and teach people, one, how to use incredible essential oils to transform and empower their lives. And then two, I have been richly blessed by a company that I get to work with called doTERRA. My husband and I, 14 years ago, were looking to create another financial asset, one that we could retire with and one that could even maybe even help us, you know, retire quicker. And my friend introduced me to doTERRA, and I thought, wow, this is a really cool company. If I just share and teach people about the beauty of oils, I could actually create a residual income. And the answer was yes. And I signed up and I'm like, okay, let's go. So this year, I don't know what's going on, but more and more people, I mean, it's the economy, it's all these different things, are reaching out to me saying, Callie, how do I do what you do? One, I love to help people. And two, I definitely need a different plan here. My job could come and go. We don't have a lot of savings. We definitely don't have real estate investments or stock investments or whatever that is. Like, how do I create this financial asset? So I've gotten so many requests for that, that I am doing two retreats a month. One in Utah, and people are flying in to attend that. It's been really fun. We do a two-day intensive training. We actually get to share the power of essential oils in action. These are not just like to make your air smell good, people. Like the way that my family uses oils is a whole nother level. So I'm like, okay, let me show you truly the power of it. And then two, let me teach you how to actually create that financial asset. So people have been flying in from all over the world. It's been so fun. We've done 4 months now of retreats, and we'll keep doing them every single month. So if that's something that intrigues you, you should definitely reach out to my team for more information. And then I've been flying out. So I actually got to go to Hawaii, to Kona, and I took a group of people to go experience the process of how an essential oil is distilled. We went up to a place called Kealakekua Mountain Reserve, where the iliahi, or the Hawaiian sandalwood, is grown and harvested and distilled. And it was absolutely amazing. So I'm looking forward to doing that a couple more times this year with select groups of people that want to actually experience that. And when you get to spend time in the mountains in Hawaii, it's around the sandalwood. I mean, it's amazing. So that's what I've been up to. And then just heading out, probably out of the country for retreats. And this coming week, I'm going to New York. So we're doing a essential oil retreat, wellness retreat out in New Jersey. And I was asked to actually speak at the Commission on the Status of Women's conference coming up at the United Nations in New York. So that has been so cool to prepare for. And I will be presenting on the power of inspired entrepreneurism. So I will give you more scoops on that, but that's what I've been up to. It's been wild and crazy. I have been thinking about you here at the podcast, and I've been wanting to jump back in. But life had to kind of just get a little organized, settle down. And anyway, I just thought, well, this year on the podcast, it would be fun to just come in and tell you on the road and in my home what oils we're using, why they're working, and hopefully help you to have similar experiences. So just FYI, if you are new to the podcast or new to essential oils, you don't know where to get started, I do offer some really great resources for you to do some research. I also have an incredible support team, and we serve as wellness advocates. So we actually help to customize people's oil cabinets. We help them to create mini protocols at home that they can use on a regular basis. And essential oils are just such a game changer. I use them all day, every day. I mean, it's pretty crazy how often I'm using them, because life is so much better with them. So I thought it would be fun to share at least one, maybe two powerful experiences that we've had recently as a family with you, so you can actually have these experiences too. Okay, so true story, wasn't anybody's fault, just mistakes happen and accidents happen. And my son was making macaroni and cheese, and he's not little, like he knows how to cook. All my children know how to cook. But he said that as he was pouring out the boiling water, he slipped and the water spilled on his hands, as well as the pasta. And I wasn't home at the time. My husband was home, and immediately looked at it and thought, okay, this isn't good. And he reached for the lavender oil, and of course cooled it with cool water. But he called me that night and said, gosh, I'm so grateful we have oils this lavender oil helped him so much with the pain. He said, you know, usually when you get burns, like they last for a really long time. And he said, it's been so soothing that he's not complaining about this burn. So I was actually on a work trip, came home, and I looked at the burn and I thought, oh, this is actually a pretty serious burn. And my husband had been doing great taking care of it at home, but I decided to call the burn unit at the University of Utah and have them take a look at it. And they had me send pictures in, and they said, you know, whatever you're doing, you guys are actually doing a really good job, because there's no infection on that burn, and we don't need you to bring him in. You guys are doing great. Continue to, you know, they gave me some more, you know, instructions. They gave me a little handout. They're like, continue to do this. We're going to advise you, because we had been mostly using an oil ointment called essential oil ointment from doTERRA called Correct X that was doing wonderful things. They said, we want you to switch over to bacitracin, pure, you know, in the purest form you can get it. And I said, well, you know, we're going to keep using lavender oil if that's okay. So they said, yes, just, you know, keep sending us pictures, and we'll let you know, if we need to actually see him. So we did exactly what the doctor said. I bought a bunch of supplies, more gauzes and different things. And I started doing lavender and then bacitracin over it and wrapping it. And it's been 3 days of healing since I first called the burn unit. And it's amazing how well it looks. Like, I was really afraid that this kid was going to have scarring. I thought things were, just weren't going to be good. I was just worried as a mom, thinking, oh my goodness, like this, it's on his hand. This isn't a great thing. But it's been, let's see, I started doing the lavender and bacitracin like 4 days ago. And today it's nearly all healed up with beautiful fresh skin. And I just, gosh, my husband and I, every time we take his bandage off, we just look at each other thinking, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, we are the luckiest parents ever to have the essential oils in the quality that we have, you know, ever. We were just the luckiest ever. Now, I will say, I do share these personal experiences here on this platform, but I'm not talking about any brand, please, of essential oil. Please don't go to Amazon or Walmart or you know, the grocery store and just buy even a therapeutic grade of oil, because it's not a regulated market. So when I recommend oils, especially for things like this, burns, I'm talking about certified pure tested grade oils only. Very, very important. So if you need more information on that, get in touch with me. We'll make sure you know the good stuff. Okay. I've already done the research. I've already experienced the bad ones. I want you to have positive experiences, but lavender for the win. Oh my goodness. That's it. Not really using anything else except for the lavender and the bacitracin. And it's doing wonderful in terms of just promoting healing in the body. So love that so much. And I hope you have some awesome lavender wins this week. Oh, I forgot. I said two lavender wins. So yes, lavender for soothing the skin. Awesome. And then obviously, you know, well, if you're familiar with oils, you know that lavender is incredible when it comes to sleep and just getting an even more restful night's sleep. So if you're not using essential oils right before you go to bed, you're missing out. This is a huge biohacking tip here. You know, eating right, resting well, and moving. Those are three critical things to just get to have that, you know, great foundational health. Yet so many people are sleep deprived. So just a little, you know, biohacking again here. Get out that lavender, put it in the diffuser right before you go to bed. Put a couple drops on the bottom of your feet, and you will experience in the morning some wowness happening as you wake up more refreshed. So that's another huge lavender win. We actually use lavender or a blend called Serenity nightly. just because I really want great quality of sleep for my kids and also for me. It's huge.
If you liked what you heard today, don't forget to share this episode on social media, tag your friends. If you're on Instagram, tag me, because that is one way you can enter my free giveaways every month. I love to spoil people with essential oils, and you could be the next recipient of my gifts. So don't forget to tag me there, and let's stay in touch. Thanks for joining today.